So I'm going to be squatting every day for the next 365 days. And I wanted to give a little bit of context of why. And the squat every day program is a variation of a Bulgarian style of training where you lift to a daily maximum. And I won't get too much today into how the program is structured other than that, or, you know, any of the details about it. I'll save that for another day, but I'm going to tell you a little bit, three reasons why I'm doing it. Number one, and actually I'll give you number three first, because I think honestly, like, that's the most important, which is it works. You know, last time I did this, I squatted every day for 4 months and I added 40 pounds to my squat. Like, my squat has never gone up. I was always a subpar squatter. Like, you know, my best squat that actually looked good was probably like 295. Any like 315 was just ugly. But I went from, you know, ugly 315 to like 345 pounds. And so it works. And, you know, the reason it works is because strength is a skill, right? It's the skill of being able to contract all your muscles in a given way, in a specific pattern, so that you can move some type of object, right? In this case, a barbell on your back. So if you think about it, like, all these muscles got to contract at a certain force and in a certain, you know, sequence for you to be able to squat that bar. And just like any other skill, quality repetition is what develops skill, right? The more you can repeat something, the faster those electrical signals can travel from brain to muscle, right? This is one of the reasons that small people like myself can get very strong. You know, we have a very efficient signal from the brain to contracting the muscles. So basically for me with squat every day, I got more quality reps without getting too much fatigue than any other program I've ever done. And so, you know, that's, in my opinion, like, that's the most important thing. Does this thing work or not? You know, like, everyone's always talking about different science and studies and blah, blah, blah. But until you've done something and produce results, or, you know, even better, if you've done something and produce results, it doesn't matter what science or studies say, because most people will be like, oh, well, you're going to overtrain and blah, 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 right? So the next thing is, I love convenience, and I can complete a session in 10 to 20 minutes, right? Convenience is the most important thing in training. And the reason why is because the more convenient something is, the more consecutive weeks of training you can put together. And if you can put together 5 years of consecutive weekly training, you're going to be leaner, stronger, more resilient, and more athletic, right? But if you're trying to, like, redline and go hard, you're more likely to, the probability of getting injured goes up, and you're less likely to put together 5 years of training, right? So one of the things is, like, in reference to the time part, like, I don't like the brutal 90-minute workouts. Like, I want to get in and out. So squat every day is perfect for that, right? And so, like, within 15 minutes, I can get up to my daily max and be out of the gym, right? And kind of going off of the last point is, like, it works. Like, I don't do crazy training sessions, but I've built a pretty phenomenal level of athleticism and strength. Like, you know, I don't know a lot of people who can deadlift 425 cold without a warm-up, or have overhead pressed 165 pounds, or, you know, squatted 345, or ran a 5-minute mile, 30 chin-ups, or be able to dunk at 5'11", 5'10". And so what's the secret? How is this possible? It's because I put together years of consecutive weeks of training, right? And since I'm not doing anything crazy, I don't have, you know, I don't run into like aches and pains or injuries that lead to like months off or years off, right? And the last thing is that I like lifting heavy every day. It's addicting. It feels really, really good, right? In two ways, particularly. One, emotionally it feels good. You know, it feels good to have people think that you're strong or see that you're strong. That's a beautiful thing. And the second thing is the physical feeling. The stronger you get, you feel integrated. You can move more fluidly, right? When you lift heavy weights correctly, you cause harmony in the body, because without harmony, you would not be able to move it. Muscles, joints, and tendons have to work together perfectly balanced to move something. And so if you think about it from that perspective, you can see that if all of these things are working properly and together, the body turns off all the pain and tightness, because pain and tightness is protective. All these people who walk around with injury or pain, the body is saying, like, pain is beautiful information. It's the body saying, hey, there isn't enough harmony in the strength, the coordination of the muscles. So I'm going to increase the tightness here, the passive tension, so you don't hurt yourself, right? But when the brain recognizes harmony, it turns off that tightness. You can move freely again without pain. And, you know, from somebody who had debilitating back pain, right? Like, I couldn't walk at times. Moving freely is a beautiful thing, gracefully, right? So that's that. That's why I'm doing this. And I just, you know, this is a bonus point, but like, I want to complete something for an entire year. Every single day, right? So it's a little bit of self-development as well, and exercising another muscle, you know, consistency and discipline, you know. And so I'll give you a little insight. Currently, I'm on day 8. Out of 8 days, I've squatted 5 times. So not bad. My plan is to obviously not miss any days, but on the YouTube channel, I'll share my like tracking sheet and how I'm looking at this in the big picture, in the grand scheme of things. So other than that, tomorrow I'll probably be sharing all the details for the 25 day Burrito Boy challenge. If you respond to it before the details come out, you'll get to sign up for $50 instead of $100. And some of the questions people were asking were like about, well, will there be training, blah blah blah. Well, first of all, that's why the people who sign up are getting, before the details, are getting 50% off, because they trust me and I like to reward those people. But you know, for the rest of people who want to know, yes, we will be talking about training.